Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is this?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. As you heard, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Ravens are in Green Bay right now. Ray Nitschke Field. Taking on the pack joint practice. Some interesting names, Vinny, not on the field today.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. Isaac, he's got the left hammy. Lindenbaum's got the neck. Millett's got the knee. But Aguilar and Andrews, you know, because, I mean, the other day, what Harb said, Andrews will be back, you know, no problem. He'll be ready and, you know, he's
spent
not
been a week,
yep,
right?
Yep, he's been a week. And Aguilar, he's been having some leg issues lately anyhow, so I'm not sure exactly what that one is, but those were two surprises to me.
Now, Millett's going to be a longer-term
issue.
He'll
be short-term IR, I would think, for Gamer.
Are we getting worried about Lindenbaum? I mean, John Harbaugh's saying all the right things about his potential return, and we saw the video of him draining jumpers and all this stuff, but I mean, it's been 3 weeks, I believe, since he's been out there practicing.
He only practiced a couple days.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerns you a little bit about that, I would guess, Bob, is the first time he's basically having contact is 2 weeks from tonight. In over a month.
Full speed contact,
yeah,
too.
And that'll be, what, 5 weeks from the last time he's had contact? So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see, because the worst case thing that could happen is, you know, he gets in that game 2 weeks from tonight against the Chiefs, and then he twinges his neck again, or he re-injures it, and then bam, and then we got Ben Cleveland at center snapping balls 30 yards over Lamar's head.
Aguilar's roster spot is secure,
yes.
But say he's limited in his role, and he knows his role, he's going to get limited touches, but makes the most of them. At least he did last year. I mean, he's like the fifth guy when it comes to target share, you would assume, behind Flowers Andrews or Andrews Flowers, whichever you prefer, likely Bateman. I mean, if he can't go, I mean, we talk about Hardy and Wallace, they're basically return guys,
right? Yeah. Well, the like for the practice, Bob, the best thing for practice today would be Bateman have a big day. That would be, you know, to kind of catapult him, you know, with Lamar into the Kansas City game. That would be awesome if he could do that. And we'll see. Because, like you said, Aguilar, Lamar likes throwing to Aguilar. But But lately, Aguilar's dropped a lot of balls, which is kind of his M.O.
Right, when he was in Philly and with the Raiders and everything there. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan. News from the Nest, Joe DeLisandris, Ravens O-line coach. He's going to be on the shelf, health reasons, for a while, but a replacement was brought in. Another veteran O-line, George Warhop. Here's Harbs talking about the new O-line coach.
George is a very experienced coach. You know, he and Joe go back a long way, too. I think he's picked right up. But to make it seamless, you have to be really good. To step into a role like this at this time is really hard. So you've got to be a high, high-level coach, I think, to be able to do that. And that's why George Warhop was such an opportunity for us, such a blessing.
Now, when you're bringing in a guy midstream, basically, middle of the week in training camp, he's got familiarity. He worked with Monken in Tampa, which that's big. So it is not an easy transition. I mean, because he's got to catch up. He doesn't know the offense and the terminology, and then he's got to teach these guys and stuff. So it'll take him a little bit of time to kind of get going. But, you know, maybe he's bringing in some new techniques for these guys. I mean, they all could use some stuff. But, that is kind of a stunner. I mean, I'm trying to think if I've ever been involved in a situation like where one of the coaches, you know, where you had to bring in a new coach during. I can't recall that.
We talked yesterday about the nasty or lack thereof on the O-line. I don't think Warhop's going to come in there and all of a sudden turn this guy into Conrad Dobler. You know what I mean?
Well, like, new guy coming in. Unless, Bob, I mean, like, if it was, a big-named O-line coach that was coming in that, you know, like when Chuck Smith came in, kind of got instant cred. You know, a lot of these guys, they don't know George Warhop. So for him coming in and say, hey, you got to do, you know, the players are checking him out as much as he's checking them out.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest. As the Ravens have wrapped up training camp, they're about to wrap up the preseason. He was asked a couple of days ago, John Harbaugh, about if he's pleased where his team is now compared to where it was, say, a month or so ago.
I do. You know, I think I do believe that we're in a good place right now, but this is a moving target. You know, it's an always evolving type of a deal. It's like life. You never know what's going to come next, and we'll just have to respond as we go. But I do believe we're in about as good a place as we can be in right now for where we're at. The guys have done everything they can possibly do to be as far along as they can be, so I feel great about that as a coach.
I think defensively, I think they're in great shape. I really do. I really like where they are defensively. I mean, if Mike McDonald was the D coordinator still, I mean, I think they're off and running, you know, and we're really confident about that Kansas City game. With Zach Oyer, you know, we're hoping. We don't know. We don't know how he's going to call games. I mean, he's calling preseason game, but there's no pressure. You know, like we heard, Harbs was talking to him during the whole game. Remember that comment the other day?
We're about to hear that comment right now, as a matter of fact.
I guess the thing I learned is Zach's not afraid to be who he is. You know, he's just been Zach. He's been who he is. He's genuine. He's not trying to be something that he's not personality-wise. I think that's what endears him to the guys so much. Very smart. Very aware, like as we were talking throughout the game. I mean, you had mentioned about the boots and some of the run fits and things like that. You know, when I'd ask him, I'd say, what do you see in there? He was on it. You know, he knew exactly what was going on and where the mistakes and where the good things were.
So kind of tutoring him, sounds like. I mean, with Mike McDonald, I'm guessing he's not doing that during preseason games. Hey, what are you seeing, Mike, with the boots and stuff? I just think that he's probably getting his comfort level with Zach and maybe getting even more comfortable when he talks to him and asks him these questions, and Zach, bam, gives him the answers.
As the Ravens are out in Green Bay right now, taking on the Pack joint practice, John Harbaugh, what's the benefit of these joint practices?
Well, you know, you have a chance to go against a different style. Like, for instance, their offensive line is an upfield penetrating kind of a defensive line. Their defensive line is an upfield penetrating type of a front. They're going to be hitting gaps and getting upfield. We haven't seen that really in the two preseason games or in practice, but we are going to see it in the games. The Cowboys are going to do it, for instance. So that's something that we need to get ready for. So here's an opportunity to see some a different style that we haven't seen before. Plus just the level of intensity, getting guys locked in and focused after at the end of a long camp, there's a benefit in that.
Yeah, and the thing about going this late, doing joint practices and stuff, it's kind of like, you know, we talk about dog days of baseball, like in August and stuff. Like dog days of training, you're tired of seeing the same thing, the same routine, and now it's you're changing up the routine. You're going against somebody, gives you new life, new energy. So it'll be a good work for them.
Rob Domofsky covers the Green Bay Packers for ESPN. Just tweeted out a picture of the teams huddling up after individual drills. So it looks like things are about to get a little hot and heavy out there at Ray Nitschke Field. When we come back, let's count that dough, hopefully buy or sell. Talk about the sports subjects of this Total Request Thursday and project a 53 with Cordell Woodland and get his thoughts on the most disappointing, most surprising player of training camp so far. And then it's a Funhouse Trip with Nolan McGraw coming up around 12:45. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Mike Bordick live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 6 o'clock, Orioles and Astros. 4-game set. Games on Fox, by the way, if you're looking for some TV.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Fun.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Applause for text line, 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up around 1:45 or so. Cordell Woodland, talking Ravens with him. Bottom of the hour, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Plenty going on in the world of sports. You got the preseason finale, NFL. Two games tonight, as a matter of fact. Ravens are in Green Bay, joint practice with the Pack. Orioles and Astros start a big four-game series for both teams tonight. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. College football starts Saturday, which is insane. Maryland starts next week against UConn. So needless to say, a lot to get into, but are we going to have money to party this weekend? A little by yourself.
Well, the headlines are stocks fall on Thursday as traders brace for big Powell speech. The Dow is down 115. The S&P is down 24. NASDAQ's down 153. DraftKings down 24 cents. And Under Armour's down 3 cents.
Boog Powell's making a speech. That's going to affect the economy. Come on, Boog. He just had a birthday, by the way. Congratulations.
Happy birthday,
Boog. Yeah.
Legend. We'll start here with the Orioles, as a matter of fact. They're going to begin a four-game series against the red-hot Astros tonight. The good news is they're going to have their best pitcher on the mound, Corbin Burns. As good as he's been, he's also searching for a bounce back after having a career-worst line last Friday against Boston. Earlier this season, Burns did pitch in that series in Houston, and that was a kind of a strange outing for him. Maintained an extremely efficient pitch count, lasted 7 innings on just 90 pitches, but did give up 4 earned runs in the process. The Orioles would go on to lose that one and the entire series. But buy or sell, Bob, Burns will post a better stat line than that late June outing tonight.
I'll buy it with a qualifier that he better have. Didn't he give up a couple of home runs there? I think one player, I apologize for not knowing the exact details, which I'm looking up right now. I think one player in particular may have taken him deep twice that day way back when. And that's where everything kind of hit the skids for the Orioles. Because they just won 2 out of 3 in New York, 17-5. Scored a ton in the opener, and Grayson got bombed. But yes, I will buy that. He will bounce back and bounce back effectively tonight because the Orioles need him to do so. Let's see here. 7 innings, 4 runs. They were 49-26 going into that game. Who took him deep twice there? Chaz McCormick hit 2 home runs. One off of Burns. Alvarez took him deep, too. So he gave up 2 homers that game. But McCormick did hit 2.
All right, moving over to the NFL, the regular season. We just talked about it. It'll be here before we know it. Still a handful of prominent contract disputes that remain unsettled, mainly at the wide receiver position. Brandon Ayuk, that storyline's been well documented, but Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb also seeking new deals. Even after Justin Jefferson reset the market, that was months ago at this point, still no movement from the other wide receivers. Former Bengals wide receiver Chad Ochocinco recently chimed in, said he firmly believes a Chase deal will get done before the season. If for some reason it is not, he also sees there's going to be no hesitancy on Chase's part to hold out into the regular season. Same goes for Lamb and Ayuk. Buy or sell, Vinny, all three situations will be resolved by the time their teams kick off week one.
I'm going to buy it. Because things start to get done at deadlines. But the only thing about that is you say, oh, yeah, we'll have him back for the opener. But, I mean, how many times have we heard Harbs talk about football shape? You know, I mean, look at Adisa Isaac. How many times has he pulled that hammy? You know, and being a wide receiver that's got to run all those routes and things. So, it would be great that they come back. But if they come back the week of their first game, I don't know how much they're going to really be, you know, helping.
And what's T. Higgins thinking right now, too? Knowing that he's like Patrick Queen was, I guess, a year ago.
Yeah.
That, you know, Chase is getting paid, which means I'm not. But if he has a monster year, then somebody's giving him some serious dough.
Well, he might be saying, hey, go ahead and sit out. I'll take the wide receiver 1 reps.
Right.
I'll make a name or a bigger resume boost here. More baseball here. Revisit the beginning of the season. My prediction, and a lot of other people's prediction at the time, the worst team in the league was going to be the Oakland A's. Now, little did we know, the White Sox would end up having a historically bad season, and they took that crown pretty easily as the worst team. But at the same time, Oakland, not as bad as we thought, actually kind of surprising given their roster. They are 17-11 since the All-Star break, one of the best records in all of baseball in that time frame. now overall find themselves in the mid-50s with their win total. So, again, they could be on pace here to finish somewhere in the upper 60s, which would be a surprise for them. Buy or sell, Bob, the A's will maintain a record above 500 post-All-Star break.
Nah, I'm selling it. They lost two in a row to Tampa. Tough L's, but losses nonetheless. I mean, they're tied with the Angels, who have been, you know, colossal failures. I don't want to say they're disappointments, because I don't think the expectations were all that high for them. But we talked to Bob Nightingale from USA Today a couple days ago, and he thinks the future could be bright for them. But that nomadic lifestyle has got to be detrimental to success, playing in minor league stadiums. I mean, granted, they don't draw flies in Oakland as it is, but that's got to affect them. And Nolan, to your point real quick about how bad Chicago is, the White Sox, and we'll talk to Harmon will be joining us from Fox at 1:30, White Sox fan. The A's are like 23 games ahead of the White Sox, for crying out loud.
Let's see. We'll go to the Browns here. Plenty of quarterback question marks that we know about heading into the season, and they kind of anticipated this, so they had a busy offseason adding quarterbacks to their roster. Jameis Winston was a free agency addition, as was Tyler Huntley. Both of those guys added to a quarterback room that, of course, already includes Deshaun Watson and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Well, you can't keep four quarterbacks, or at least we don't think you can. Who's the odd man out? Reports now surfacing that Cleveland has been shopping Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was just a fifth-round pick for them a year ago. Buy or sell, Vinny, Cleveland will be able to find a buyer for Thompson-Robinson.
I'll buy it. I mean, it'll probably be an if, and what do I mean by that is, you know, a seven if. We'll give you a seventh if he makes a team, or if he plays for, you know, if he's on the roster for four games, something like that.
Well, it's tough. You know, cut down day next week, any team that's kind of interested in him would be saying, well, you know, you got to do something by cut down day. You know, I think they would cut Huntley before they cut Thompson Robinson, though, I would think.
Doesn't sound like it.
You don't think?
Doesn't sound like it, no. It sounds like they will, well, or maybe Huntley's the only one that they can get anything for. Or, I mean, Robinson.
Right. Yeah, well, he's got the upside still.
Yeah.
You don't think Huntley's got upside?
Former Pro Bowler?
He's a Pro Bowler.
Yes, yeah. He was.
He's
Joe already reached. Hey, Joe Flacco never made a Pro Bowl. I just want to point that out.
How bad did the Ravens beat the Browns when Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
He didn't even look like a quarterback.
Right. All so right. that cuts the Ravens out, because they only trade for dudes that play good against them.
Maybe they can get Mahomes.
And that'd be good.
You call them up. We'll see.
Yeah. Right. Are we done?
We ran out of time.
Here. Okay. It's Nolan McGraw over there with his fun house coming up in the 12:45 portion of the program. But when we come back, Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Commanders made a trade with Philly. An interesting trade at that. We'll elaborate. American League East Report 115. Yankees taking on Cleveland at 1 o'clock. We'll keep you up to date on the score there. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. As yes, I'm sure a lot of you people have already had your fantasy drafts. If not, they're coming up. And Mike's going to give you some big advice to help you win some dough this year. 105.7 The Fan, shaking it up. Sports comes in, and he's me. But better looking for sure. Let's bring into the show Cordell Woodland. Bring that up, our Nolan, because my thing just froze on me. Cordell, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? Little of this, little of that. Let's start with the projected 53-man roster. Is it safe to say, Cordell, at this stage that most of it is already set? And if there's a precarious position for a player looking to keep a job, where would that be right now?
Yeah, I would say that this is probably, compared to the most recent years, I do think it's probably more set than not right now. I'm looking at positions, maybe wide receiver, just because they've added a couple of these veterans on the back end of camp. I'm not sure how many they're going to try to keep, and we'll see how much special teams goes into that. But not a lot of these wide receivers have been able to show much of anything to this point. during training camp. So I'm curious to see what that looks like. And I still think that they could use some more depth in the at inside linebacker, maybe if they could. DBs, I'm curious to see what they what the numbers game looks like there. But in terms of who's making this team, I don't think there's much of a dilemma there. I feel like there's going to be as probably not that many surprises when we see who gets left off the roster and who makes it when it's all said and done.
Cordell, when I look at it, there's more question marks. You know, there's more competition on the defensive side for those last couple spots because, like with the DBs, you keep 11. You know, like with the linebackers, do you keep 10? D-line, you keep 5, that kind of thing. Whereas with O-line, I can't find 9 to keep, you know. And then, Cordell, I just – Roger Rosengarten with an impressive one-on-one versus Rashawn Gary. Stonewalled him. Don't see that happen very often against Gary. You know, that was a tweet from Andy Herman that 32 seconds ago, so he must have just had a – which is for Rosengarten – that's one of my biggest concerns for Rosengarten is the anchor.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been a lot of our concerns with him. And he has his moments. Like, yep, you know, yep. The games on Saturday this past weekend, I don't think many of the offensive linemen had a clean game. It was kind of tough to watch in spurts. But at times, Rosengarten, he flashes. And I think that's the thing that they're leaning into. The fact that he is a rookie, he's a young guy, and he seems to be kind of picking it up with as time goes on. Definitely still has room for improvement. That's without a doubt. But I think the hope is that by the time we get out of maybe the first quarter of the season or so, he's starting to look like what they expected him to look like. So I definitely feel like throughout this point in camp, Rosengarten has shown flashes. It's just like everybody else. It's just a matter of him consistently doing it and stacking days right now. But like you said, it's definitely impressive to see him do that against a guy like Rashawn Gary.
Now, Cordell, I could see them, you know, after the waiver wire, adding a running back. And if there was a blocking tight end there, I could see him adding those two things.
Yeah, I mean, the blocking tight end, I'm curious to see how they truly feel about it with Patrick Ricard being there because he just wears so many hats. So I'm curious to see what they decide to do with that as well. Linebacker depth is a big issue. I still think they could use some pass rush help, and that's even with David Ojabo coming off probably his best week of practice and the preseason game that he's had since being a Raven. They're just still so thin in the pass rush department. So they can't really afford for anybody to not play up to the expected level or for anybody to get hurt right now. I just don't think they have the body. So I am curious to see what they decide to add. I'm surprised they haven't added much outside of wide receiver to this point.
Hey, Cordell, you know, because Andrew's not practicing again today, and you've been out there this week, what are they saying about Andrew? Did he have a concussion or something? Is that why he's not going? Because this is basically a week he's going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, I did find it a little funny, you know, their initial statement once with Mark Andrews getting into that car accident was that, you know, he came out of it perfectly fine. And then after that, you know, recently we saw John Harbaugh say that he had a couple of little things. I forget John's quote, but he made it seem like it was a couple of minor things that Mark was dealing with. So I'm not sure. They said he didn't sustain any apparent injuries initially, but that kind of changed into some minor details that maybe he's dealing with. So they haven't told us anything. We're kind of just waiting to see when Andrews is back, but to this point, they've made it seem like it's nothing to see here.
All right, Cordell, everybody knows you're a Commanders fan. What did you think of the trade, the Jahan Dotson to the Eagles?
I command you to answer that question.
I mean, first of all, it's only but so much smoke that I can have for this current regime because they didn't draft him. I get that. Ron Rivera was completely out of his league when it came to the NFL draft. That is clear when you look at his history of drafting guys in Washington. Chris Olave is sitting right there, and they trade out of that pick,
move back to 16. They miss on Kyle Hamilton as well, and they get Jahan Dotson. And really, the four picks that they got out of that deal, Brian Robinson is the only one that's worth anything. The rest of those guys are either traded, Sam Howell, a part of that, and Cole Turner, who probably won't even make this team. It's not even the issue for me that they're trading Jahan Dotson. And it does suck to see a rookie quarterback lose a potential weapon. That sucks. But you're trading them to the Eagles, of all people, for pennies on the dollar. I don't even understand why people continue to pick up the phone for Howie Roseman right now. It's mind-blowing to me. I just have no idea. I don't know what their plan is. Everybody now thinks that because they moved Dotson that they're going to get Ayuk or it's one of these other receivers. I'm not sold that any of that is going to happen. It's not very often that positive things happen to Washington fans. So I'm expecting the worst because that's all I know. But I hate the thing I hate the most about this trade is the fact that he stays in the division and goes to the best team in the division.
Well, don't fret. The Commanders did trade for Cade York. You got a new kicker there.
Well,
so
there it is.
So put the, get them Super Bowl tickets. Cordell Woodland checking it up. Sports, of course, our colleague here, 105.7 The Fan. But real quick, Cordell, let's get to the Orioles. Orioles made a flurry of roster moves within the last 5 minutes here. Let's see. Trevor Rogers, option. Colin Selby, no, he's not closing tonight. Nolan, option. Levon Soto, option. Bruce Zimmerman, DFA'd. Nick Vesby back. Emmanuel Rivera, who they just claimed from the Marlins, he's up. And let's see, Matt Bauman coming up, former Seattle Mariners. So a flurry of activity there. But Trevor Rogers, who they traded to be a part of the rotation, he's going to try to work out his issues, I guess, Cordell, at Norfolk.
Yeah, I mean, they got to do something. They're desperate for anybody that can help them on the mound right now. They're struggling to find anybody that can close out games. We thought Dominguez was kind of the hot hand right now, and that kind of went cold overnight, getting walked off twice in 3 days against the Mets. It's just code red, honestly, right now for the Orioles when it comes to this pitching staff. And the problem is, it's not just the pitching. The offense is here one day, is gone the next day. Three hits yesterday? I mean, come on. It's bad. It's bad. You just don't know what you're going to get from this team. And you've got Houston coming in now for the next 4 days. I mean, I don't know what Orioles team to expect in this series. I honestly don't. I'll be out there today, but the vibe around this team is just not good. And for a while, I tried to kind of console myself and others with where their record is, where they are in the standings. But at some point, this team is going to have to wake up. Everybody's not going to be sleepwalking forever. They want to be the ones to start getting hot at the right time. And at times, they show glimpses of life, but they just can't consistently pull it together. Hopefully, this homestand is good for them.
I apologize. It's Matt Bowman. He might be closing tonight for all we know. Cordell Woodland, shaking it up sports, of course, fills in for us. Does a great job when I'm not here. Of course, I won't be here Monday because I got this eye thing that's been going on forever and ever and ever. Cordell, I'll see you down at Cramden Yards tonight.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, Cordell.
Cordell Woodland, everybody. Ravens out there in Green Bay. Orioles making some roster moves. We'll revisit that. Stay tuned. We got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East report. Yankees and Guardians at 1 o'clock. We'll keep you up to date on that score. Our final hour of the program. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. His White Sox are terrible. So how does he compensate for that? By giving you big advice when it comes to fantasy football. He's going to help you win some money. It's for entertainment purposes only. No, it's not. You could possibly win money. Can't guarantee anything, but his advice is strong. 105.7, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour or so. Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Mike Bordick, and Nolan McGraw will be there. Our show starts at 6. We'll be there earlier, so come on by and say hello. Cordell Woodland's going to be down there as well. So we'll have a nice little party going as the Orioles take on the Astros, start of a four-game series. The Ravens are out in Green Bay taking on the Pack, and we've got some news coming out there periodically about what's happening on that joint scrimmage field.
Looks like Roquan got a nice interception from Love, and Lamar tried a deep pass to Bateman that got knocked down. Eddie Jackson got beat on a deep post route from Love to Dobbs. And that's, I think that's all.
Well, I never promised you a Rosengarten.
Rosengarten against Rashawn Gary, who's a very good pass rusher. In a one-on-one pass rush drill, he stoned him at the line of scrimmage, which is, that's very positive.
Yeah, he's the starting right tackle, or is McCary still in the mix there?
I think it's, we may see both, Bob, but those are the, there's, I mean, Bob, if it's not McCary and if it's not Rosengarten, it's nobody, you know, I mean, it's, that, to me, that's where it is. I think Rosengarten may, I don't know. Rosengarten's going to play in the game, Bob. McCary may start against the Chiefs, but Rosengarten will be in there real quick, too, alternating.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fan. Nolan, we have time for a fun house, or you want to riff about these Oriole roster moves just came out last 15 minutes or so?
We'll let the people get their mind, speak their mind here.
Let's do it.
Quick draws, fun house. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This first texter here says, at this point, I would be satisfied and impressed if the Orioles aren't one and done in the playoffs. Any sort of postseason success, I would call this entire season a success. Pack it up, move on to next year.
And we were talking about this yesterday when we were at Jones Toyota. They've got a built-in excuse for why things might not turn out to be what they had hoped. If they're and we're getting back into the ifs again. If their roster today was what it was on June 1st, they'd probably be up by 5 or 6 games right now, but they're not. So we're dealing with the reality. Matt Bowman just got called up. Matt Bowman might be tonight's closer against the Houston Astros, assuming they need one. How about the offense gets off its duffs and starts blasting away back home? And you heard Cordell say it because he's in the clubhouse. Bordy talked about it an hour or so ago, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, and just watching the games ourselves. That energy, that exuberance that we've seen for pretty much 2 years doesn't seem to be there now. There's that, maybe the injuries are taking its toll. Who really knows? But this is not the same team in many ways as it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, and that's kind of the scary thing is, and you know, because of the injuries, they just maybe they're just kind of down a little bit and like, you know, I mean, why us attitude? You know, why are we getting so many injuries? Damn, it, like every day it seems like
Yankees just put Luis Gil on the injured list.
I agree with you, Bob. But you know what? The way I would approach it, and I'm sure that Hyder's probably approached, listen, guys, with all the crap that's going on, with all the injuries we have, we're half game out of first place. All we need is, you know, if we can get some guys back, if we get on a little run, let's just tread water, you know, for a little bit here and then go on a run at the end. We can win this thing.
Yeah, we have bases loaded, nobody out late in the game, and the meteor lineup's up.
Right.
No more sack flies to tie it. How about let's put crooked numbers on the board? Start yelling at people. I don't know.
This texter here says, it seems like every time we toy with the idea of a 6-man rotation, the baseball gods hand out some more injury tax. If Eflin is toast, this team is absolutely done right now.
Can't say they're done because you can make that claim about everybody. And everyone has an excuse or a reason for why they are where they are. Orioles' bullpen is bad. Their offense is inconsistent. Defense shaky. But yet here they are. But how much more can they overcome? They've been 4 games below 500 for over 2 months now. But yet they sit in striking distance. So you can't say they're done. But man, you just can't keep having injury after injury. And Eflin looked like a godsend for them. And now he's gone again. And Kramer and Suarez and the one constant's been Burns and the guy they traded for, Roger, just got sent back to the minors. They're not done. they're done when the last out of their season is made. But, man, it's getting tough, really tough for them to reach full potential.
Oh, Bob, what's that movie? It's not over. It's not over. Animal? What is it?
John Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Until the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor, I believe. 0.0.
I still, my gut tells me, Bob, by the end of it, they're going to be making a run in the playoffs. That's my gut tells me that.
They're have a chance, I guess. I don't know.
Last text here says, when will people start to criticize Adley Rutschman? He can't throw out runners. Terrible slump at the plate. How many runners that steal second on him end up coming around to score? Also, defensively, Gunner needs to stop trying to make the flashy play, just make the sure thing play.
He's got a missile. Just plant and throw, you know what I mean? Get those things done. But that would have been a highlight reel double play, which was overturned. But, you know, he makes the sliding catch and then boots a grounder. It's a interesting thing to watch. Adley, maybe he's hurt. His pop time's a little off. The velo on his throws to second are down a little bit. But the offensive decline has been rather fascinating to watch in a bad way. I mean, what, he hit .125 in July?
Yeah.
I mean, the power numbers have dwindled. Adley Rutschman is still the player in which this franchise has been built around. Gunner, Adley, Taters, let's go, man. Let's pick it up a little bit. Cedric Mullins, you've been here. And Ryan Mountcastle. Home runs are still legal in baseball. How about hit one every now and again? It's Vinny and Haney. And Eloy Jimenez, you're a big strapping guy. I don't want to hear about your exit velo from line drives to right field. How about hit one over the fence? Now, again, I'm sounding like a complaining fan here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.